a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So Friday night, up the highway, we went to Albert Park.
Ooh!
The park at Albert Park. And yeah, we were going to Friend in Me, which is a local charity.
Yes.
That's all about inclusion for kids, No Child Left Behind.
Which I love. They're great. They do great work, don't they?
They do wonderful work. Mm. Louise and her team, they do sort of parties for kids that don't have, like, their own set of friends.
Yeah.
And yeah, oh, man.
And you know that it affects me because...
Triggers you,
triggers
absolutely, as you can relate.
I had a birthday in grade
last
one.
Last year.
No, that no one rocked up to.
Yeah.
You know, and it's for the kids as well that, you know, don't get invited to parties and stuff. Mm. So it's beautiful. Mm. And well done you and Carlia for supporting and getting out on a Friday. Friday nights are the hardest night of the week to get out to.
Yeah.
Especially with the job that we do. So well done.
Yeah. Well, so what? Yeah. What did we got home at sort of a bit after one?
Mm.
And I drove. So yeah, pushing 24 hours that I'd been awake at that point. Anywho, sober Bob. So I had a couple of drinks, but nothing too hardcore. In fact, we got there. Realised we got in there early because you know you're like, oh God, it's Friday night and I'm trying to get to Melbourne. I better leave 3 hours early.
Yeah, you become airport dad.
Yeah, exactly. And, and then we got there and we're like, oh God, there's like no one here. except we knew Louise, because we were on sort of their table, her and her team had sort of, they must be around somewhere. So Carlia messaged them and then they hadn't replied yet. And so we're like, what should we do? And so we Googled a bottle shop.
And you guys had your masks on at the time too.
Yeah,
so
that's
obviously
right.
Catching a lot of views from people.
Yeah.
And who are these eyed wide shut crew?
Well, yeah, I had to take the mask off to walk into the bottle shop. It's that they have it like, because it's Albert Park.
Yeah.
It's quite fancy. They're like masquerade ball masks and motorbike helmets. Please remove them at the
not
door.
Allowed.
Anyway, so we went and bought a drink and then drove back to the venue and sort of sat there in the car and had our drink, if that's a legal thing to do. If not, we did
totally
not do that.
Happen.
Nope. We got out in the park. If that's illegal, then also we didn't do it in the park.
It was in a bag, so you're fine.
And then the crew finally messaged Carlia back. They're like, yeah, we're in the Pullman at the bar across the road at the hotel. And we're like, oh, that would have been a smart thing to do. Just go across the road to the bar instead of drive into Albert Park, find a vintage Cellars and get a drink and whatnot.
Why didn't you do that?
Because we didn't think of it.
Open your eyeballs.
Yeah. So anyway, so we had a good time. The reason I'm telling you all this, though, is my wife is, she's a confident lady, but I've never quite seen her fly by the seat of her pants in a literal sense.
Yeah. She looked divine.
Yeah, she did.
Actually showed a picture of my friend on the weekend. I'm like, Tom's wife is delicious. Have a look.
She's pretty good. So yeah, and she looks stunning. So the story with the dress is she ordered it online, got it, tried it, wasn't happy with the sizing, sent it back, had some troubles with the store credit and that kind of thing, finally reordered it and got it at the start of the right size at the start of the week, so Monday.
Okay.
Right? Didn't open the post pack. So it just arrived.
Why?
And she just chucked it on her chest of drawers.
Why?
And it sat there, and I was like, you're going to try it on? Because she told me this was this amazing dress, and she was like, if you could say booyah when, or damn when you see me, then that would be, you know, that would be great.
I appreciate that,
yeah, or try it on, whatever. And I was like, yeah, cool. I'm excited for this then, like most hyped up dress ever. Yeah. The dress lived up to the hype, but she didn't, like all week, I was like, you better try that dress on, babe. Meanwhile, I've tried my suit on just to make sure it fits. I've taken it to the dry cleaners.
I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
For taking it to the dry cleaners.
Yeah.
You're one of the only males that can do that on your own.
Got it set up, right? Wednesday rocks around, still hasn't tried it. Thursday night, we're like, okay, tonight we have to, we'll do a full.
Yeah, dress
then,
rehearsal.
Yeah, and then she goes, and I'm putting the girls down, and so she messages me. So I put Indy down. I was still in with Indy. She'd already put Goldie down. She messaged me. She's like, God damn, I've just started tanning and I haven't even tried my dress on yet. So Friday rocks around, the day of the ball. She still hasn't opened the post pack.
This is a Disney movie. What the hell is she doing, the stress?
We're leaving at 4:30 for the thing. 3:30, she finally opens the post pack an hour before we're due to leave, just to make sure that it's the actual dress, they've sent the right dress, that it's the right size that she's ordered.
Yeah.
Puts
just
it on.
Just trust people.
puts it on, looks $1 billion, stunning, incredible, whatever, and just waltzes into the bloody ball.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Talk about back yourself.
Talk about complete opposite to me. I don't know how she does that. How does she live life on the edge like that? That's skydiving for fashion.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's just what she does. She's just good at everything she tries, you know. Like
opposites attract, mate. Nah, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Really, really felt my late 30s on Friday night.
Friday night, not Saturday at the Torquay Hotel seeing the presets.
It was great because there were a lot of different ages there. Yeah. There were a lot of younger people. There were a lot of people our age who were kind of like looking at each other like, look at us out.
Yeah.
Isn't this fun?
Yeah.
And then as soon as the presets finished, a lot of people were like, all right, home time, you know, because it's like it's time for bed. Mm. But no, this was Friday night and Jimmy and I are sitting on the couch and, you know, I need a lamp on. I don't like full light. I need a lamp because lamp light is warmer in the sense that it makes me feel like I'm more warm and I need that vibe.
Okay.
Got some fairy lights. Also got some candles, you know, just setting a relaxing scene.
All right, bit of Sade, Sade.
Well, we had Sade and then we had Sade. Because
Sade on a Sade.
Yeah. And then
Saturday?
Saturday. Because we went and we got some Chinese for dinner.
Nice.
And it was lovely.
Yeah, cool.
And so we were sitting there and then it's kind of like, tell us you're in your 30s without telling us you're in your 30s. Because we were very excited to sit down at 7:30 and put this on. Breathe it in. Ooh. Relaxation. It's basically what TV themes are.
Just like Guarding Australia or
it
Costas?
Is Guarding Australia.
Yes, I got it!
You got it! You got it. Well, here's a great man giving the answer.
Hello and welcome to Guarding Australia.
Now, I never thought it would happen. I never thought it would happen. But we turned it on, we forgot it was back, right? And we were flicking channels, like, what do we watch or whatever? And I'm like, I'm not watching football, okay? I just, come on, let's, you know, do something else. We're flicking around free to air. And then Koss is there, and we're like, settle in, and we both high-five each other.
Yes.
Pulled a blanket over our knees, and we're ready to go. We found out about extra herbs, what to do with them, how to sharpen your garden tools, depths of raised garden beds, and, you know, spring's coming, what do we do? And what happens if you have an old tree stump in your yard? And we were so excited.
Amazing.
And I was like, oh, my God, this is how it ends.
Funny you should say that.
This is how it ends.
Because Saturday night,
Carly
and I, Saturday night's pizza night. We make our own pizzas.
Cute.
We always do that. And we sit down and we've been, as you know, been watching Scrubs. We're about halfway through season four now.
Yeah.
But we're like, oh, what do you want to watch? Maybe we'll watch something different. Let's go back. It's been a little while and there's been a second half of a season has been released of Backroads. So your next challenge is to go from Guarding Australia, ABC show, to Heather and her team, Backroads, going to different country towns around Australia and just getting to know the people and the story of the town, that kind of thing.
We are the youth station here in Geelong. Yeah.
And we are 1,000 years old. And we are steering the ship and you're welcome. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m.
on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Lingy, so great to have you here for the morning.
Oh, you two are so obvious. When you start whispering behind your hands to each other, pretending I don't notice, I know you're cooking something up.
Mate,
so go ahead.
Mate, you don't even know me. Now, Jono will be on the phone to discuss footy a little bit later. But it'd be remiss of me to not chat about something that, you know, took the world by storm on the weekend. And it happened during a Brisbane-Collingwood game with a guy from Brisbane called Devon Robertson.
Yes.
Now, I'm not sure if you saw this, but
I was there at the game.
Were you just?
I was just.
Lucky you.
I was watching the game of Shirts vs. Skins.
Exactly. For those who missed it, here's what happened.
No jumper left for Robertson. That goes to the scrap heap, that one.
Oh, my God, that stand.
Hopefully some young fan will get it as Maynard just tears it to threads.
Robertson continued to play with his cape-like jersey hanging on by a thread until frustration kicked in and off it went.
Over the ball, didn't dispose immediately.
Oh, the jumper's gone.
Stand.
The final one was the neck brace, and look at this.
Oh, he's texting.
He's almost flexing.
He's tensing.
All right, he was making the most of it, and I must admit, it was on the TV at our house, and maybe it was a bit of a neck snap situation. I mean, I was scrolling the TikTok, and then all of a sudden, I was interested in the Brisbane Collingwood game. Here it is on.
He's on the telly right this second. Yeah,
at the moment, right? He has his Instagram has gone up 40,000 people.
Wow.
Since
40,000.
40,000 people have
Amazing.
Jumped on board
Amazing.
After the shirt came off. Okay?
I can't believe he played for so long with just a... Don't you have to come off and...
Pretty much just a cape.
Yeah, just a cape. And then the thing was, once he did get the shirt back, because I had to put a shirt with the GPS in it, because that shirt, which I didn't realise. Anyway, but the way he grabbed it off the guy, I wasn't very impressed with, because it was kind of like, he grabbed it out of his hand, the runner.
Yeah.
And I was like, it could have been a bit nicer.
He was pretty fired up at
he
this stage.
He was fired up.
Blood
but
was boiling.
Care. Don't grab it out of his hand.
Okay. Don't be mean to your guy. Yeah.
But, I mean, he...
we spoke with his captain the next morning. Next day, and he said he would be upset with how his body was looking at that stage because he'd trained off a little bit throughout the year.
Really?
So he's going to be a bit flat. I reckon the 40,000 Instagram followers, new ones, has cheered him up a little bit.
Look, the thing is, I'll do anything to get the fans back after the Matildas have just taken over, right?
Mm.
Conspiracy alert. Oh, we know what's happening here.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
It kind of made me think, look, our Instagram page needs a little bit of something, something.
Could do with a boost.
Could
always.
Do with a boost.
Could
and
do
so,
with a boost.
Proposition.
Got someone special who's celebrating a birthday or other event?
Fire them at me.
Why not get on?
Oh, dear.
Only Cams.
Well, it's all part of the deal.
The only place to get exclusive.
It starts with C.
Cameron Ling content.
Get to know me. Get to know me.
It is so long and breezy. Oh, dear.
I thought this was dead and buried. Gone, not to be brought back.
Now, mate, there's a lot of things you don't do for us here.
Yeah.
You don't come in early. You don't come in on Fridays.
No.
Every time I ask you to do something funny or maybe pose for a photo, you always do the same pose. Never do anything
Happy
different.
Happy smile, yeah.
We're currently at 11,300.
11,300 for those who failed maths as well.
Yeah. Come on, we need a boost. And I think everyone agrees that you've done this before. You're a former centrefold guy.
No.
Yes, everyone's seen the rig, so...
Yeah, cool. So they don't need to see it again. They certainly don't need to see it in its present condition.
We want the update.
There is only one person in this room who's currently chiseling the body and looking good and
Lauren,
would be happy to
Lauren,
have.
Lauren cannot take her shirt off. She cannot have her shirt off.
Tommy would be the only one that... he would gladly take his shirt off. Why aren't you directing the question to him?
It's a very good question.
No, I'm not doing it. If Lingy's not doing it, I'm not doing it.
We did put the question to him, and he said, I didn't go to the gym this morning, so let's do it.
I will do the first bit. I'll do the first bit, which is I will rip your shirt half.
My shirt?
Yep. So that then you can get frustrated and throw it off in anger and just have the rig in all its glory.
Look, I'm open to options.
I don't think I'm comfortable.
All right, my top quadrant is my best, and I just feel that I need something. No one deserves this.
Can I just go and have a look at myself again? Just make
sure. Yeah, you can. But, Lingy, come on, mate.
If I'm a little bit bloated today.
I guarantee you
You're
nobody...
You're both top of your game. Like, how lucky am I to be with two studs?
Nobody wants to see this. Nobody wants to see it.
I reckon we might get an extra 10 followers if we're lucky.
If you get your shirt off?
No, if we both...
Glamour shot.
No.
Man on man. Yes.
Giant
we'll do the... So I'll stand behind you.
Oh, no, my God.
You stand behind me because you're taller. You stand behind me and put your hands over my chest.
I'm open to it. I'm open to it. Shall we?
This has gone to a completely new place. Play a song. Play an ad. I don't care. It's not happening.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Quick update from the weekend. A few weeks ago, I brought to the table Henry's birthday was coming up. All he wanted was a scoreboard for the backyard because he loves playing his soccer and his footy and cricket, everything like that. I jumped online, electronic scoreboards, ridiculously priced, and power, everything needed, just way over the top, or little flip scoreboards that I didn't think quite cut it.
Yeah.
So I thought I was going to make my own. Tommy, your response again for everyone was?
Why do you hate your child?
Don't. That really hurt him too, I can tell.
Made me feel so awful. Nearly broke my heart, but it also hardened my heart.
Your eyes go a little bit glassy when I say that.
Yeah, and I thought...
You obviously don't hate your children.
Oh, yeah, every now and then. it was, okay, I'm going to make this really good. Because Tommy doesn't think I can do it.
And it was a secret.
It was a secret, so I was sneaking around doing everything like that. I did it, just for everyone, I did it, and I gave you an update last week that it was finished, it was ready. So I then went Sunday morning, it was his birthday, went outside early, hung the scoreboard on the fence.
Just for people who can't see it on our socials, because it is up on our Instagram, K-Rock Geelong, but it's essentially a door that's on its side.
Yes.
And you've painted sort of white lines on it and you've put LSC on the top.
LCG.
LCG, sorry.
That's Henry's fun Ling cricket ground in our backyard.
Yeah, and then you've got the big, like a digital clock, three numbers on one side and three numbers on the other so that you can put scores.
Yes, that's right. And I've stenciled home and away in the segments.
Yep.
So total scores, three digits each side. Covered it with a tarpaulin.
Right, yeah, cool.
So all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Did the big reveal to Henry. We walked him out, eyes closed, lift up the tub. All that sort of stuff. Gotta say.
Yeah.
I don't think he hated me.
Oh, good. Yeah, nice.
I think he actually loved it.
Yeah, cool. That's awesome.
And I was so pumped. So straight away, because it is quite big. So it was a bit of a wow thing for him.
Sure.
And then when he started playing with it, flipping the numbers over, he was pretty chuffed.
Yeah.
And then Max and Jed started flipping the numbers over and it was like, I don't want Max and Jed playing with my scoreboard.
Don't touch my stuff.
That's fair play.
That made me feel even better. I'm like, oh, he really likes it.
Yes.
Yep. So we have put a photo on the socials.
Yep.
I'm happy for any feedback.
Yeah, no, you did well, mate. That's very well done.
I sort of feel like this could be a bit of a side hustle. And we all know you could use some cash. I mean, Cozzy lives. Maybe.
Ling scoreboards.
If you do see it on the socials, how much would you pay for an item like that?
Maybe
we can get something happening.
$15.
No, it's way more. I reckon that's at $150 at least.
Wow.
Yeah. At least.
He spent more than that on the numbers.
It might not cover the cost.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So someone has taken a photograph in Melbourne. This isn't Texas. This is in Melbourne, in Warragul Road, driving down, pulled up at some traffic lights, photograph of a black Yank Tank style truck, pickup truck, in the tray, mounted on the back, are fake big, massive machine guns.
Like Gatling gun style.
Is that like
the rotating ones?
Yeah. Ones that somebody, if they were in a war zone, would stand behind and actually fire off the back of that truck. So mounted machine guns.
Yeah.
Everybody online agrees with this. I certainly, first time I saw it, it just screamed, the driver of that car's name is clearly Wayne Kerr.
Yes.
What a complete and utter you-know-what.
Classic Wayne Kerr behaviour.
Yes, exactly. So it got us to asking the question, what else out there, when you just see it, scream straight away, oh, yeah, what a Wayne Kerr.
Yeah, let's go to Sean from Grovedale. What do you think, Sean?
I think Ford Ranger drivers.
Oh, just in general. Specific.
It's a sweeping brush.
Wow.
Specific but also vague. Any particular reason?
Because most of them are so arrogant and rude on the road. They just think because they're driving a Ford Ranger, they can do what they want.
Okay.
Right. So when you see one, you're like, that must be Wayne. Always?
100%.
We've hit a nerve with Sean, okay, haven't we?
All right. We have indeed. Emotional scenes.
Tanya's in Lovely Banks. What screams Wayne to you there, Tanya?
Well, I had something before, but I'm going to have to fight Sean because I think he's a bit of a Wayne because I've got a Ranger. But
that's a Wayne off. What else?
I see many Waynes that trigger me in shops when grown adult Wayne Kurds yell at like 15, 16-year-old shop staff over nothing.
Oh, yes. I think we can all agree.
That's gross,
that
isn't it?
That is Wayne Kerr behaviour.
Or like clicking at wait staff, that type of bizzo. Yeah, that's disgusting.
I bet you those same people have got one at like a mobile phone sitting in their belt as well, like just hanging off the side.
Because it's 1982.
No one's done that.
Oh, I guarantee you will see somebody.
No one's still doing that.
In the next 2 weeks, you will see a bloke named Wayne Kerr walking down the street with a mobile phone in his belt.
I don't know if you're right.
A little pouch.
I cannot believe that would still possibly be a thing.
Jade from Geelong West, what else screams Wayne for you?
Good morning, guys. For me, I'm in a residential street, but it's also a bit of a main road, and all those Waynes that drive at 80 or 90 k's in a 60 zone.
Mm. Yes, massive Wayne behaviour.
Right there.
Yes. Yep. All just aiming to save about 3.5 seconds off their day.
Right, totally. And it's not like it speeds up anywhere in the next, like, 5-10 k's either. So they're not even close to a change of speed limit. Yeah, so just, definite wankers.
Yeah, right. We're saying Wayne. Sorry there, Joe.
Very careful. What about you, Simone, in Geelong West? Do you know a Wayne Kerr?
Oh, I've seen lots of Wayne Kerrs around Geelong with big offensive stickers on the back of their utes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, my.
Yeah, I won't go into it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we do.
Generally big and loud.
Mm. Okay, are you talking about the ones that are sort of no fear or, you know, the...
A little bit worse than that.
Okay.
A lot of the time it involves, you know, an airplane and it's kind of like, well, I'm from here... What about you? I'm Wayne and I grew up in Waynesville.
And if you want
to catch a plane.
I did see a shocking one on the back of a van. I think I told you in Corio the other day. I was like, oh my goodness, how are they driving around with that on the back?
Not a lot left to the imagination.
Love it, Simone. That's a really good vote. All right, we've got Macca from Torquay. What screams Wayne Kerr to you, my friend?
Guys, as a professional truck driver, I drive around, I see Waynes every day driving and texting.
Oh, yes.
Big old Waynes.
I am talking hundreds of people I see every day. Biggest Waynes you'll ever find.
Mm. What are you doing looking in people's cars, though, there, Macca? Yeah. That seems a little bit intrusive.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.